Hello, everybody, and welcome to Aviator Cast. We are going to depart from the usual way that we do this show to bring you a very special episode, or episodes, if you will, of Aviator Cast, because today, August 19th, is National Aviation Day. So with that, we are going to roll out a whole bunch of different podcasts here. There'll be individual podcasts. We'll talk about that here in a few seconds. But I just wanted to celebrate Aviation Day in a different way. So all of these interviews and audio files that you're going to hear coming up are from things that I experienced at Oshkosh and people that I was able to interview at Oshkosh. Oshkosh this year was absolutely amazing. I met so many great and wonderful people. I really got out there and got a different variety of interviews and got to explore the grounds, if you will, whereas last year I was kind of stuck as a guy that was just doing a booth there. So this time I got out, I got to see the warbirds, I got to go to some special media events, I got a media pass because, of course, I'm a media guy here with Aviator Cast. And because of that, I got a lot of very special opportunities, which you guys will hear about. So I am calling this the 8-point roll. We are going to have 8 podcasts coming up here. I'm going to release them very rapidly. Hopefully, I'll release all of them today, National Aviation Day, and just load them on you guys. You guys can listen to them at your leisure. So these are really great, the episodes that you can expect in no particular order, but this is what we're going to have as part of the National Aviation Day 8-point roll. First, I was able to go to the Apollo 13 presentation, which took place at a place called Theater in the Woods, this big open kind of amphitheater sort of setup where Jim Lovell, Fred Hayes, who are both astronauts from Apollo 13, Jim Lovell was played by Tom Hanks, and Fred Hayes was played by Bill Paxton, I believe. So those two astronauts and a couple other guys that worked with them. Very cool. Next up is going to be Bob Hoover. This is Bob Hoover speaking in front of his aircraft, at least the aircraft he used to have, Old Yeller. It's this yellow P-51, and he tells a lot about his story. We'll talk more about that. Then we'll have Kim First. Kim First follows the Bob Hoover presentation because she did a film recently, directed, produced, edited, did a lot of work on that film for a film called Flying the Feathered Edge, which is about Bob Hoover and his life story, which is absolutely fascinating. Very, very cool. We stay in the film mindset from there, and we'll hear some different audio bits from Brian Terwilliger. Brian Terwilliger is known as one of aviation's best filmmakers, along with Kim. Kim actually helped Brian on one of his amazing films, which you will recognize the name of, and that is 1/6 Right. However, Brian has recently come out with a new film called Living in the Age of Airplanes, and so we got to see this movie in person. Brian was there to answer questions, and then he was kind enough after the fact to sit down for about a 20-minute interview with me so I could pick his brains on some other things, some Aviator Cast specific things. So that ended up being a fantastic interview as well. Then we move on from there and rewind the clock again, at least in the terms of history, and we will hear from Charles McGee, who was a Tuskegee Airman. And for those of you who don't know who the Tuskegee Airmen are, is this was an outfit or an Air Corps squadron, if you will, that that was all African-American pilots. And if you've seen the movie Red Tails, that is the Tuskegee Airmen. So Charles McGee was one of the Tuskegee Airmen. He talks about that experience. But another interesting fact is that he also fought into the Korean War and the Vietnam War. And if I'm not mistaken, he had more combat missions than any pilot in history. This guy has a lot of flying time under his belt. And not only that, but a lot of combat flying time. So this guy is top notch. We get to hear his story and the extra challenges that he went through in terms of, you know, the racial tensions in that day and age and what it took to get through that and earn the respect of other pilots and things of that nature. So from there, we kind of shift gears and we'll talk to Craig Fuller, who is the former president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, better known as AOPA or AOPA. We have a great quick talk with him. Then we, again, rewind in time and we'll do the P-51 in review. So these are pilots that are flying the P-51 still today. They are restoring them, working on them, all sorts of things. So these are guys that are still actively flying these aircraft. And so a lot of unique stuff comes out of that as well. And then we will wrap up the 8-point roll with Ed Bolin, who is the CEO of NBAA, the National Business Aviation Association. These guys are a big outfit, basically representing everything corporate and business aviation. So we will definitely get into a short and good talk there with Ed as well. And so all of that is part of the 8-point roll. We have a variety of different guests. This isn't all of the stuff that we have from Oshkosh. There's definitely about, I would say, 4 more or 5 more episodes available that I will release after this. But this is just what's available now. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Following this little intro segment to that, I'll release those one by one and have their own little audio file, own episode there for the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever it's at. As always, if you enjoy any of these episodes coming up, please review us on iTunes or Stitcher. And if I read your review on the show, which I'm not going to be reading reviews for these quick episodes here, if I read your review on the show, then I will send you a free AviatorCast t-shirt. This isn't just any t-shirt. It doesn't even say AviatorCast on it. It actually says on the front, fly or die, with a Corsair, an F4U Corsair, World War II fighter, known specifically as its theater in the Pacific, where that's where it flew most of the time. Very cool t-shirt. I will send one of those to you for reading your review on AviatorCast. So a cool way for you to be involved and to get some cool swag from AviatorCast. So thank you so much for being here. I really hope you guys enjoy these episodes coming up. Happy National Aviation Day to you. And I hope that you guys get to go out and fly. I know I did, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to tell you any time, but I actually got out flying this morning. I went out and did some float instruction, some seaplane instruction, and man, was it fun. I think I ended up doing about 10 takeoffs and landings. Most of them at our home base, but we also went to some remote lakes here in Alaska, and gosh, was it cool. I'm just on cloud 9 right now. I'm in heaven. It was awesome. I'm so proud and honored to be part of this fraternity of pilots. I'm excited for you to be part of that as well. And I hope you enjoy these episodes coming up here in this 8-point roll for National Aviation Day. Let's get right into it. So here we go. And you will find those in separate files as podcasts, again, in iTunes, Stitcher, or other locations. So I'll talk to you guys there.
5-8 is ready. 5-8 to the short line, turn left, heading 235, maintain 2,000, runway 25 right, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, 25 right, United 580.